So do you mind that I'm recording you?
No, not at all. Okay. It's fine. As I said, we agreed upon this, and I can tell people right away that my recommendations or referrals are totally unsolicited. I volunteered to do this upon my own without Marnie asking me if I would say anything or anything. This is, you know, somebody who's very pleased with the, how you say, the product or the service they received, mm-hmm. and wants to make an unsolicited testimony.
I know. You asked me. I thought that was so wonderful of you, because I hate pushing that on people. So I was actually very flattered when you said, when am I going to get to write a testimonial for you? So I really
Yeah, it's not often.
That.
I mean, I don't sit there, unless the product is really doggone good, does exactly what it says it's going to do. You know, I don't sit there and say, you know, I'm not going to write you a testimony or anything like that. But, man, I just saw how it affected me and how long I had been stuck in the old mode for so long. And I thought, you know, I've gone to psychiatrists. I've gone to, you know, dating guru seminars, a lot of them. But nothing ever quite, you know, I couldn't quite grasp the concept, and I was just, I don't know, was trying to break, you know, 30 years of bad habits.
Okay. So what do you think it was that was different with what I provided you with from everybody else?
Number one, I would say it would be the female guidance.
Okay.
Which, you said that, you know, and I first heard about you in the David DeAngelo seminar.
Yeah.
And it would make sense that women would be able to give advice. But most importantly, they're the ones who'd be able to feel the vibe. You know, a guy can tell you, you know, do this, but it all sounded like a lot of, well, you know, if you do, like, subtle confusion on her, you know, then you can get what you want from her. Or if you talk to her in a certain way. But you know what? Sometimes you don't even get that chance, and not least for very long. You just kind of, you know, because they pick up a vibe very easily. They may be initially attracted to you. They find you attractive, but I find in a lot of cases that the woman would smile and be very receptive to my talking to her. But then within maybe, you know, in the 4 or 5 minutes into the conversation, you know, I could feel that she was fidgeting. It was also making me tense as well. And some of my female friends who would observe the attitude were noticing, you know, Mike, I don't know what you said to her, but she straightened up her back like someone had just run a hot poker up her.
Really?
Her upper spine, yeah. You know, something that she was picking up something there, and then I said, well, can you guys tell me what it is? You know, what am I doing wrong? She says, well, I'm not totally sure if they knew what it was or if they just weren't telling me just not to hurt my feelings. But she says, you know, Mike, women are very intuitive. They know, they pick up the vibe, and even if you try to fake it, you know, there's something that tells them in their gut that it's just not right.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you got to, you know, go in there and clean out the old garbage, you know. Because, you know, a lot of guys have, well, they have a very low opinion of women. I know I sit around, you know, at the sports bar and, you know, and they view women as objects and not as human beings to interact with and, you know, actually have an enjoyable time with. They're always out trying to get something and, you know, most times they get nothing because the woman has picked up the vibe that, this is kind of a superficial guy. He really doesn't like women, you know, except for the sexual aspect of it.
Is that how you would describe yourself? Is that how you were before?
Well, I would say, and, you know, I don't mind telling you, going back to even to elementary school, I had a problem, you know, up till about the fifth grade, I was doing really fine. You know, it was so funny. I would have girlfriends in the fifth grade, and I'd only be in the first grade.
Yeah.
And then they would insist that we were married. You know, it was, you know, that kind of childish nonsense. But I developed a crush on a girl in the fifth grade that one day in the playground, she came up to me and says, I hear you really like me a lot. And I didn't know what to say. I was flabbergasted. But she says, you know what? No girl's ever really going to like you. At that time, I had a bad leg brace on me. I had been in an accident.
Yeah.
Bones did not hit knit properly, so I had to wear some sort of horrible brace that looked like, you know, a piece of this PVC pipe about 2 inch that ran straight down my leg and then had a clamp at either end of it. And, you know, it made me look like a cripple like you see in a lot of these movies where the poor kid is trying to learn how to walk or something like that. Mm-hmm. And she let me know that no girl was ever going to like me, and that she also had a clique. And they were thinking it was very funny that, quote, a cripple would, you know, show any sort of interest in her.
Really?
Well, I took that really, really hard, I'm telling you, because I thought, well, I learned at that time, it's like the guy that touches the hot stove, you touch it once, you get burned, you learn, I'm not going to touch that stove anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of associated with, well, girls cause pain. They make me feel bad. Therefore, I'm just going to try to avoid them, you know?
Yeah.
And then I also started looking for a way to, you know, get revenge by, quote, rejecting them in advance. So if I had heard a girl that really liked me, you know, I just said, I want to ignore her. This is my revenge for what that one girl did to me. You know, I'm going to make a girl feel what it's like to, you know, not be accepted or anything like that.
Yeah.
The problem is, the only person that was really hurting was me.
Definitely. Well, how long did that last for?
You know, Marnie, it lasted up until the time I actually came to see you.
Really?
Yeah. I went through, I dated women in high school. I was also, earlier in my elementary school and junior high, I was shorter than the average kid. So, you know, that didn't get me any real interest from the women. And in my junior year, I sprouted up to about 6'2". And then the girls started noticing a lot. And that's when I started thinking, oh, the shallow, superficial girls, you know, they all they care about is a man's appearance.
Yeah.
You know, what field he plays on in sports in terms of his position and stuff like that. And I started kind of hating him even more. But, you know, I'd go out with him and then, you know, make it for the bragging rights or whatever like that, or just so my friends wouldn't think I were homosexual or anything.
Yeah. But you didn't enjoy being with them because you... Well, when I first met you, you were quite shallow and kind of negative and angry towards women.
Yeah, it was still a carryover from all that, you know, thinking that, well, if they're going to be shallow and superficial, that's what I'm going to be too, you know, and I'll just give them back some of their own medicine. But, you know, it all went back to elementary school and blaming one person who really has no influence on my life to, you know, kind of direct my life for such a long period of time.
Yeah, that's giving them a lot of power. Because how old are you now?
I am now 42.
Yeah, and you're a very handsome man. You are very confident when you want to be. You are an eloquent speaker. You, again, are a very, very attractive man. But you didn't know it.
Well, I mean, I had heard that from people, but I thought, okay, what do you really want from me? Or, you know, you wouldn't have the courage enough to tell me to my face if you thought I was unattractive. I mean, who really does that? You know, no, I'm not going to tell you that you're attractive. You're as ugly as a toad, and I'm going to make you feel bad. You know, after a while, as you become a grown-up, you learn that you need to be a little more tactful.
Yeah.
It's when you're in elementary school that, you know, that's when a lot of your impressions of yourself get formed because, you know, basically kids are not very tactful.
Exactly.
You know, if you're fat and chunky, they'll let you know. If you're not good looking, they'll let you know.
So then, if you had this attitude towards women, why did you want to come see me?
Because I was really unhappy with my life. I realized that here I was, 42 years old. I had never been married, and I had trouble really getting into a steady relationship with a woman. And I realized, you know, people were telling me how preposterous it was. My friends' wives were saying, Mike, why don't you ever get married? And then I find that I was attracting a different type of individual than I really wanted to, which was homosexual men.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out what kind of a vibe am I putting off, because I certainly don't go around with that kind of swagger.
Yeah.
Yeah, or give me any idea, you know, or I don't prim myself to... As a gay man would or anything like that, but I find that, you know, I was just very, very popular with homosexual men. So I thought, well, there's something going on here and some sort of vibe I'm giving off. But,
yeah.
No, I realized I was just plain unhappy with my life. And, you know, I think that's the first step toward making any sort of change is realize that, you know what, I'm unhappy with the present situation and I need to fix it.
Yeah, no, definitely. And so then in our first session, what was it that I said to you that made it click for you, that made you want to make some changes?
Marnie, I came to you because I knew I would get an honest, objective opinion.
Okay.
And I told you that in an email before we met. I said, Marnie, you have carte blanche to tell me whatever you want. Don't worry about the sensitivity or anything like that. I'm not going to hate you for that. In fact, you know, I'll totally fall in love with you because, you know, you're telling me honestly. You're, as I said, there's that old fable about the emperor and had no clothes. And
yes.
With the little child who finally told him, hey, the emperor has no clothes, while everyone else was sitting there, oh, what a beautiful robe you're wearing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted someone to sit there and say, hey, you know what? Obviously, there's something wrong with me, but, you know, my friends cannot tell me because they don't want to hurt my feelings. Right. So I need someone who has never met me before who sits there and says, I will give you an honest woman's opinion of how you come across. And I thought, oh, I'm so excited about this because, you know, maybe now I'll be able to unlock the mystery. She'll be able to tell me, why do I attract gay men? You know, maybe I acted a certain way, and she says, oh, that's very effeminate, or something like that. I just thought you had really good insight. I had purchased your e-video, and I said, well, you know, this really makes sense what she's saying, you know, and you had, basically you're putting out information out there that nobody else has done. I've heard just about all this stuff and, you know, even gone to NLP classes to try to learn something like that. But, man, nothing was working for me or clicking for me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I came to you. You gave me an assessment, you know, up and down. And within, like, just a few minutes, right, you had my problem completely nailed down for me. And you flat out told me.
Yeah.
You know, and you didn't hold any punches back. And I just really liked that. You know what I mean? Then you kind of assessed my dress. And I thought the funniest part was, you know, as we were walking up and down the mall, I don't know if you remember it, but we saw a fellow that appeared to look like an elderly rabbi.
Yeah.
Running around.
Yes.
And he said, see that guy over there? You know, he looked like he was about 70. That's how you dress.
Yeah.
And you know what? I thought, oh, man, this is so refreshing. No one's ever told me that I dress like an old man.
You do.
You know?
I don't know if you do anymore, but you did.
No, I don't anymore because, you know what, I've learned my lesson from Marnie, who told me that, you know what, just go there and find a younger woman to help you pick out some clothes, you know.
Exactly.
Plus, you know.
They know what they're looking for. They'll help you pick out a great outfit. Because the thing is that you were wearing pants that were hiked up to your high waist. They were tapered. You looked, because you're an accountant, right? So you looked like an old accountant. But what you're really like you have a great body, you work out at the gym all the time, you're, as I said, a very handsome man, and you weren't showing off any of it.
Yeah, exactly. And the funny thing is, when I did go there and buy a new wardrobe, I went to my friend and his wife for dinner, and the woman says, you know, Mike, I got to tell you, I don't know who picked that out for you, because I know you didn't do it yourself,
yeah.
But man, they've got taste. So, you know, basically, and it was, you know, wearing pants that were cut a little bit lower.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, younger looking stuff. And she says, Mike, I don't know what, yeah, you took 10 years off of yourself.
See, that's crazy. So then what do you find now? Do you find, because before you would be freaked out about approaching anybody. You would stare at women at the gym for months on end and think about approaching them. So what are you doing now that's different?
Well, it was kind of a, you know, again, it was something where I had to really work on it. You had mentioned briefly, you know, do the affirmations, you know, be, you know, so that you design the life that you want to have for yourself and how you want to be.
Yeah.
And also, you know, do the approach homework. It's going to be very uncomfortable. And, you know, you and I, basically your laboratory, Marnie, as you know, is the mall, which is probably one of the most difficult places to approach people because,
yeah.
Number one, the women are really on their guard there because the first thing they're thinking is you're either trying to sell them something,
yeah.
You're from PETA and you're trying to get them to register,
yeah.
Or some,
yeah.
Something like that. So it's, you know, and you know, I got a lot of the hand, you know, and pushing me away and stuff like that because, you know, that's the first thing they think. And then, so I said, well, you know what, I got to go in the toughest environment I can, which is, again, the malls.
Yeah.
So based on what you tell me, I said, you know, I'm going to approach 10 people. You know, first of all, I'm going to get comfortable in all social situations talking to people. I used to think that, you know what, the only person or persons I would have trouble talking to are the women I'm really attracted to. But then I realized, you know, through you is that I was having trouble really talking to strangers, period, even if it's an old woman or,
yeah.
You know, or a man or something like that. So I said that's the first hurdle I can't get over is, you know, just saying hello to people. And, you know, if they get freaked out and think that I'm going to rape them or that I want their wallet or I'm trying to sell them something, then so be it. You know, you got to desensitize yourself to the outcome. And once you get enough of those, because, you know, I know people in marketing are kind of used to that because they go in sales and, you know, you can make lots and lots of calls, right? But, you know, you're lucky if maybe 5 to 10% of your of what you call on ends up buying your product.
Exactly.
So salespeople are really used to, you know, kind of getting rejection. No, you got to just play the numbers. But you know, when you're accountant number one, you're a little more introverted than most.
Yeah.
And I realized that I also had to reach out if I was going to get the type of life I wanted. You know, I could sit there and say, well, I want to be stuck for the rest of my life just the way I am. And, oh, I can't change. You know, I've been this way forever. But, no, man, and believe me, Marnie, it was hell. There were a couple times when, well, I can't do it. I've got to do it. And the funny thing is, there was like an image of you in the back there with a cattle prodder prodding me on the rear end. But, Aaron, I don't know why. It was, I guess because I was wearing one of those rubber bands that you had told me to wear on the wrist.
Yeah.
To, you know, when I said, when I'm getting a thought and it's a negative thought, you know, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to go ahead and, you know, pull the wrist, the rubber band, and hit my wrist. And then I'm going to get into the mood where I'm going to go ahead and talk to this person and let go of the outcome.
Yeah.
And I just find that, as I say, as you do more and more of it, you get used to it.
Exactly.
And you start feeling a lot better and you start saying, you know what, it's just not important, you know. But I was just getting... I was placing too much emphasis on one woman or whatever. I was getting too much of that one-itis, which really puts a lot of pressure on you and puts a lot of pressure on the woman. You think, you know, really didn't realize that there was, you know, coming from a mentality of abundance, I was looking at, you know, scarcity. And I said, well, if I don't get this woman, I don't see any other woman in the gym. You know, I'm just, you know, what's going to happen to me? You know, I'll go another 6 or 7 months and I won't be able to find somebody or whatever like that. You know, I realized it's a great, big, beautiful world in there. Are plenty of subjects out there.
I love this. So then what are you doing now? So you're approaching people now. You're going after what you want. And are you getting women responding to you? What's the response like from others?
Oh, much better now. I forgot if I related to you or to someone else. I enjoy skiing quite a bit. I had gone to a ski bar in Vail.
Yeah.
Really had worked with you and... you know, the guy basically, as I walked into this ski bar, the guy was telling me, you know what, guy, this is a great place for meeting women. This place is packed with them. You'd have to be a real loser not to walk out of here with something.
Really?
Well, you know, sure enough, as the evening wore on, more and more women walked in, and it was just very plentiful, and people were doing very well. So I walked up to one woman, and we started chatting, but then again, it was, you know, I think, I understand that women test men. You know, they want to see, are you the real deal? You know, you're coming across okay, but let's see if, you know, if I unhinge you a little bit, how are you going to feel about it? And I realize now that she tested me, and I did not come out with flying colors. Because
what did
another
she say?
Gentleman came in, and very calm and relaxed.
Yeah.
You know, actually walked around like he literally owned the bar, you know, said, how you guys doing? You know, offered to buy her a drink, the whole bit. Sat down with her. Before he knew it, I was like a non-entity. Even though I thought we'd had a very good conversation.
Well, what did she say to you to test you? I want to hear about this.
Well, she started telling me, you know, you have very pretty eyes, you know, because we were just talking about, you know, how was your day on the slopes, you know? I thought, well, that's a nice, safe topic to talk about. You know, did you ski this slope or that slope? And then, oh, she started talking about my parents, and then I started going inside my head thinking, oh, I wonder, do I got pimples on my face or... You know, I started thinking, why are you bringing this up? What exactly are you trying to do, you know?
Yeah.
But she wanted to see if I was really comfortable with myself, how I would handle a compliment and stuff like that. And, you know, and I kept thinking, oh, there's something wrong with me. And she's looking at it. Maybe, you know, she doesn't like my nose or maybe I got a piece of spinach caught between my teeth or something like that. I started going to that, and then I realized that I was becoming kind of nervous, like, you know, why did we change the subject to this, you know, all of a sudden?
Yeah. So that's how that's how you were in the past. Because I remember you telling me that story before and we talked about it. But so if you were to fall into the same situation with a woman, how do you think you would handle yourself now?
Well, I know how I'm handling myself now. As I said, again, you know, I'm really liking to go out now and enjoy my life on Friday and Saturday nights during the weekends if I go water skiing or something like that. Mm-hmm. And just come up to people, and I'm just very relaxed. I think I first noticed it a couple months ago. You know, again, I was doing the affirmations, I was doing the homework, and I kept wondering, boy, when's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? Then I had to keep telling myself, you know, Mike, you've been this way a long time. It's not going to happen overnight. Then one morning I just woke up and I felt, you know, I feel really good today. And I just got out of bed, you know, got showered, went to work. I went in there, and when I got to work, I went in there and started talking to a couple of girls that I've been attracted to that before I would just kind of, you know, if they passed me by in the hallway, I would just kind of look at the floor, and I said, I can't let them know that I'm interested or anything like that, you know, it would be too embarrassing. And also, I just came and said, hi, how are you doing this morning? And they were literally taken aback.
I'm sure they were.
So they could not believe it. They thought that, you know, I used to think that, well, you guys are so stuck up anyway, you know, you're really good looking, you're probably very stuck up and very shallow. And the funny thing is, you know, we talked at lunch one time, and they said, you know, Mike, we always thought you were the most stuck up guy, you just never said anything.
Really?
We were exactly thinking the same thing.
Exactly.
So, you know, and then now women are telling me, they said, you know, I was an only child.
Yeah.
So I didn't have the opportunity to grow up with girls teaching me. I think men who have sisters have a great advantage. But I think they learn very young how to talk to women and what women talk about and what interests women. But
definitely.
For us guys that don't have that advantage, we're only children, we're like that, then, you know, we got to just kind of learn it the hard way. But these women now are telling me, you know what, somebody taught you. Because you really understand women, or I feel very comfortable around you. And you know what? They never said that before.
Wow. And
before, I used to worry, God, will they think if I approach them, am I going to be they think I'm a masher, or that I'm going to rape them or something like that?
Yeah.
And
Not worried about it. Now you have controlled thinking about what others are thinking. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, and that's something I got from you. I thought, you know, again, when I met you, that I talked to you, and I felt very confident and comfortable around you. And I thought, okay, this woman is very sexy, and you know, she'll tell me what sexy is to a woman, because you are. You know, I mean, I watched you. You know, I just said, you know, Marty, before I go and talk to someone, I want you to go up and approach a strange man and see what kind of reaction you get. And he said, no sweat, you know. You walked up, you talked to someone, you asked him, you know, do you think I'm very confident, you know? And I thought, oh, gosh, you know, nothing bad happened to her or anything like that. So I thought, you know, I guess I can go ahead and do and take the outcome. And I just feel so much better, you know. And it's really starting to stick. Yeah, sometimes I feel like I might go back a little bit, but you know, I go back to the old rubber band and I keep pinching myself. Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad that that's working for you, because that's the thing.
So the rubber band is good catharsis for me.
Yeah,
really works.
It's just a reminder. I actually got like real ones made recently, so I've been giving it to all my clients. So next time that I see you, I'll definitely give you one of them. They're Wing Girl Method. They're black. They're really nice. They're like little Lance Armstrong bracelets. And you just
Did they have a little saying on them?
Yeah. On the back it says 3, 2, 1, go.
Uh-huh.
So it's good.
Yeah, I realize, you know, I'm a big fan of Abraham Lincoln. One of my favorite quotes from Abraham Lincoln was, he says, you know what? An attractive woman is the only thing I'm afraid of that really can't hurt me.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. I said, you know, if you're going to really enjoy your life, you know, you can make two decisions. You can sit there and realize, okay, I'm going to spend my Friday and Saturday night at home alone, drinking beer and watching the Laker game. Or I can go out and actually put myself out there and meet people.
So where are you going now? Are you going out by yourself? Have you found new friends? What do you do on the weekends?
Yeah, I'm actually meeting, I meet single guys. Basically, we'll meet at a sports bar or something like that. I am going, I'm getting a lot of dates now.
Yeah.
You know, again, I'm approaching women that I used to think were out of my league. I thought, oh, this is just too good looking or something like that. I mean, wouldn't be able to get it. But, you know, we talk and we just find out there's a connection there. There's a chemistry there.
Yeah.
And this is really amazing. You know, I have to stand outside myself. I cannot believe that I was so bad before and how much I really missed out on my life. And my only regret, Marnie, is that I didn't discover you, 25 years ago. Of course, you would have been,
exactly.
I'm sure you would have been diapers at that.
Exactly. I would have been a child watching Strawberry Shortcake.
But
I still wouldn't have been able to whip you into shape.
But you have, yeah, yes. But, I mean, now my my friend's wives have commented. They were always worried. He says, Mike, you know what? We're not going to go water skiing with you anymore if you keep going stag. You got to try to, bring along some women once in a while, something like that, because we feel really bad for you. We don't see anything wrong with you. But they are just so happy, and they offer their opinions, too. And the funny thing is, one of your exercises, too, is to go out and talk to people and say, how do I come across to you? And you know what? People are actually very helpful. They'll be very candid, and they will tell you, you speak a little bit too fast, or you fidget with your hands too much, or something like that. And then you can learn so much if you just extend, and people are really willing to help you instead of, getting so absorbed in their own business or, anything like that. It's just kind of stop being self-centered and go out there and enjoy people. And I don't know, ever since I've been smiling with people, things have just been going just a heck of a lot better for me. I am just so happy now.
That makes me so happy. You just made my Sunday. That makes me really happy. Thank you for letting me know all of this.
And, it's a life transformation, and people cannot believe, they saw the old way, even my parents. My mother says that, there's something different about you, Mike. I don't know what you went through. You're not going through EFT or anything like that, are you? Sort of thing where you, mind alteration, and all of a sudden I'm in Scientology or something like that. And, in the world.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing this. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to play this for my users so that they can hear all of this as well, because I think it's really important for people, mainly to know that change doesn't happen overnight and that you have to be a part of your change.
Absolutely, yeah. You really have to, if they're going to come and see you, Marnie, they'll have to realize that they're going to have to do a lot of hard work and they're going to have to be willing to do it. It doesn't do any good to expect you to wave the magic wand and things are going to do. They have to sit there and say, you know what, I'm really unhappy with the status quo and I've got to go in there and basically, do it. And the first step is, again, to talk to someone who obviously has a gift for teaching people, and then sit there and do the hard work, accept the results, accept that you will not always succeed. But, man, I'll tell you, when you do reach that goal, it is so worth it.
Yeah, it feels good, right?
I don't know. Again, I look back, I think the first time I saw you was roughly about a year ago.
Yeah.
And I look back before that time, and again, I told you I was about ready to give up. But I just said, you know what, I'm going to give it one more shot. This woman, I heard her talking on David D'Angelo, and this woman, it makes sense what she says, and I just liked your e-video, and your newsletters are, miles ahead of everything else I was getting. In fact, I stopped subscribing to just about everything else because...
Really? Michael, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, your stuff is, it's well written and it makes sense. And you're actually interviewing women and talking to them about them. How many of these dating gurus said, well, I had this success and that success. And I can't tell how many times I said, you know what, I'd really like to go out with you and watch you operate. But I've never really had that opportunity. Yeah. But, again, Martin, I just learned so much from you. It just made me feel so much better. And, you always make me feel good too because, for your listening audience out there, I want to tell you that just an in-person consultation with Marnie, does that mean she ends it with you? She actually takes a genuine concern in you and does answer your emails, and in fact, very promptly, considering how busy she is. I'm just amazed that she comes back to you and tells you, and she hears a lot of stuff, too. I mean, I read her blog notes, and I see that these poor guys saying, well, I can't get any women because I'm not 6 feet tall, or I don't look like Paul Newman, or I don't have a great job or a great car. And, Marnie dispels all that and tells you, it's all in your attitude. And it really is. And you can see it every day. There's guys out there that often have a lot less than you do that are doing really marvelous work because they don't go with these self-limiting beliefs.
Look at you, Michael. Gosh, I feel amazing for you.
It's all boiled down to case, whether you think you can approach that girl or you think you can't, you're right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh. No, I've been very happy with this, and you know, it doesn't mean that I will stop training with you. I'm sure that, I'll come back because I still want to do a little more work with the wardrobe thing. I understand you have a new wardrobe consultant, even though Marnie's taste in clothes is
very, very stylish.
No, I teased your first wardrobe, but the second wardrobe was great.
Well, you know what? I'll do coaching for you when you get into a relationship and you want to know how to have a relationship with women, because that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, what you're doing is so great, Marnie, and I said this to you in an email, too, is that you're making life better for people. You're probably in the best business because, men obviously want to have success with a lot of women. By the way, we were talking about self-limiting beliefs. The other thing was is that before, I said, I'd just be happy if I could be in a relationship with one woman that I was really attracted to. But you know what? Now I've actually broadened my horizons, and I don't think it would be too bad to be a Casanova.
Yeah. Good.
So
yeah,
you are getting to enjoy it. Yeah, so I thought, instead of sitting there limiting, oh, please just give me one woman, I'm sitting there thinking, gee, there are a lot of women out there that and you could experience just a lot of different things. So it's just, it's just a very happy attitude. Women are telling me that, and you're becoming the type of man that they want to. And, from what I understand, a lot of women tell me, says, where can I find a real man? Well, you know what? Marnie's training them, but she can only train them so fast.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a factory. Oh, okay. Well, Michael, I'm glowing right now. You have no idea. I'm very happy for you, and I'm very happy that you and I have been able to do this together. And I am very excited to hear about the next few months of your life, because I think that a lot of things are going to change. Even from right now, it's going to keep getting better. And there's going to be sucky times where you beat yourself up, but over time you'll learn how to deal with that as well, where you have a pity party for yourself for 10 minutes, and then you can snap yourself out of it. But
yeah, I find that if I do relapse, it's not as long as before. I mean, there were times when, if I got shot down or something like that, it would put me out of commission for 7 or 8 months.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I'm not doing anything. It's like, okay, next, what?
You're right. Turn it over. Let's go to the next one now. Let's see what happens with this one over here. No, but
I have other ideas for, you have a band there that you're talking about, the little wristband. But I have other ideas. One of them would be, again, I keep telling you, you need to get yourself in one of those Marine Corps drill sergeant outfits. And you need to point like you see in the Marine Corps recruiting poster out at the crowd and say, no excuses. Okay, people want those 8x10 glossies. And the other thing is kind of like a Marnie doll that sits there and, pull the string in the back, and it keeps telling you all these great positive affirmations about yourself. I think it would be so great.
I like that. Fine. Get your people on it. Start making a doll of me. I like that idea.
Yeah. But no voodoo dolls.
No, seriously, no voodoo dolls. Okay, thank you, Michael. This was very, very sweet of you. I really appreciate this.
Well, again, my pleasure. I said when a product or a service really works, you just want to expand about it. And again, I'm just so happy right now. People see the change in me. So I know that, guys, I'll tell you out there, no matter how hardcore of a case you think you are that, oh, she can't help me or anything like that, no matter what your problem is, she can get you unstuck. If she can get me unstuck, think about it. I had the same negative thinking since fifth grade. And all those years just like that. And if somebody can get me unstuck after just a few sessions and a lot of hard work on your own, she can do it for anybody. So, I say, man, give it a shot. You have nothing to lose.
I like you, Michael. Well, thank you. That was perfect. That was perfect. I'm going to stop recording now. But,
okay.
Michael, that's amazing. Thank you. That was really nice of you, and you speak very well, very clearly. You get your point out there. I'm so excited for you.
Marnie, I don't know, again, the change of, people are telling me, I just see the way, even, dealing with women in everyday life, the way they're reacting to me a lot differently now, they're looking up and they're smiling, and, it just
makes a difference.
But what you said, women can only see the energy that you put out there.
Exactly.
And, if you put out a negative one, like, oh, I hate women, and, you're the last people I have to deal with, but unfortunately, I have a biological need, And so I have to interact with you, otherwise, you know. Now, they used to be the enemy, and now they're, you know, I said, you know, I really enjoy this, and I enjoy the challenge. And guys are coming up to me and saying, hey, can you introduce me to your friends? And I said, well, they're not really my friends. I just met them myself.
Nice. I like it. That is awesome. Are you going on a date this week?
I went on one last night. It was really great.
Yeah.
And, you know, at my college... it's a homecoming next week. I got another one lined up. So, and these are women that, you know, I'm very, very attracted to. You know, it's not like, oh, I scraped the bottom of the barrel or anything like that. No, these are great women, are very excited, and they're calling me up and communicating with me, you know. There used to be a time when a woman, you know, would flake on me a lot. I don't get any flakes anymore.
I know. See, because that's the thing. There were certain points when I could see this really confident man in you, and that's when you would be sexy. And then you would go back to being this unconfident wuss. That's how I saw you before. But just hearing you now, you sound very different. You sound so positive. I really like the way that you're thinking and feeling about yourself. So I'm very happy for you.
You about, you know, the body language, too, holding yourself. You know, I find something that's very attractive, I guess, you know, and I think you taught me this too, is leaned against the wall in a certain way. You know, you can emulate movie stars, you know, like a Paul Newman or something like that. If you lean there, or like a Marlon Brando, and you kind of look like, you know, I'm just relaxed, and you're kind of hanging out there, you know, or sitting on a table in a certain way, it actually sends a chill through women a lot of times. But, you know, you know, when you talk to David DeAngelo, and you probably mentioned this, and he said, you know, the thing we observe with a lot of men is that there's just a lot of nervous behavior out there.
Yeah.
You're right. I see guys, they'll go at the sports bar or whatever like that. They want to meet the women, but then they all go stand in the corner with a drink in their hand, you know, clutched up in their chest and, you know, not being open to them. So then they wonder, oh, I never meet any women or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. I always find that so strange, too. Every guy says, I never meet women, but they never get off their ass and go try and meet women. It's really interesting.
No, you know, and then they keep thinking, well, if the woman's interested, she'll come up and talk to me. No.
Yeah, exactly. Or she'll give me a glance. What if you missed that glance when you were looking the other direction? Exactly. Well, I'm happy now that you know to just go after what you want. If you want it, it's yours.
Yeah, that's what I really believe. There's just no limit. You know, obviously, you know, you don't want to go after, you know, there are a certain number of women out there who are married, lesbians, or whatever else, and obviously, you know, you're not going to succeed there. But, you know, I've just seen so many guys, and then I've watched also, there are confident guys that walk in the bar, and you also can watch and emulate what they're doing, too. You know,
they just
own the place, comfortable talking to, and they talk to the women just like, well, not really like another man, but... You're just kind of like, you know what, you don't intimidate me in least, but I don't care how good looking you are.
Exactly. Oh, you're awesome. All right, well, thank you for that. I'm going to put that up on my site. I'm not sure where I'm going to put it up yet, but I'm definitely going to have it up on there. And I'll let you know when it goes up. But
oh, great.
Thank you for taking this time.
Well, other people, I hope other guys are giving the same thing, because I can't believe I'm the only one with this.
No. A lot of other guys are as well. Not as detailed as yours, but yours, that was fantastic, and it'll be really helpful.
Yeah, because, you know, again, do you just go where, basically L.A., Chicago, and Toronto? Are those the three places?
Yeah, I'm going to start doing little mini boot camps, I think, so that I can work with three people at a time, and they're much more intensive, just so that it's not as expensive for people.
Well, I liked your idea. You know, the one I missed because I got in that accident was had the group of people, and then you went out to the hotel afterwards.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm going to start doing, but I'm going to have three people instead of 10, because there was 10 people at that seminar, so I'm going to have mini boot camps with them.
Uh-huh.
So that they can get my time. So we'll have in-class sessions during the day for about 3 hours. I'll talk to them, I'll work with them, we'll do practice approaches, and then I'm going to have a night portion as well for them to go try things out, and then maybe have follow-up the next day.
Uh-huh. And another thing, Marnie, what you do is really cool is that, you know, when you do give somebody a compliment, it means a lot more than basically, you know, I've gone to seminars where women have said, oh, I've never seen, you know, such a group of gorgeous men gathered in one place all at one time. And you say, oh, come on now, because you're looking around and the guy next to you looks like kind of like a gnome or a troll.
Yeah,
and you're thinking, oh, come on, you know, you're just trying to make everyone feel good. No, you know, no one wants feel-good therapy. They want to know the truth about themselves. And then, okay, where do we go from here? You know, obviously a guy who's attracted. Maybe he doesn't have to do quite as much work as a guy who might look like a troll.
Yeah.
But, You know, so, nevertheless, we all have certain points, and you find a very good tailor-made program for being in. But I really liked this, just assessing it, and very quickly, too. It didn't take you long, and then, I started thinking about it afterward, and said, she's absolutely right. I've got some really bad garbage going on in my mind, and I've got to clear it out right now. And so I'll just keep writing to her and doing that homework, and I'm just going to do it, and I'm going to make this happen.
Well, that's great. No, I'm very, very happy for you. But keep me posted on what happens in the next few months.
I sure will, Marnie. And thank you for answering my emails. I still do love it when you preface something by saying someone's attractive or unattractive. I just love that, Yeah. I can't help myself. There's a certain amount of face scratching that a man does require.
I will continue to do that then, just for you.
Oh, God bless you, Marnie.
Thank you again. Sunday night.
Yeah, and thank you again for helping me out.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. And thank you for this testimonial. It was fantastic.
Okay, I don't know how my voice comes through, but I hope it comes
through
okay.
Your voice is coming through great. Very confident and very strong.
Okay.
And honest.
Thank you, Marnie,
for
answering all my emails.
You're
really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Take care.